Hi, I'm Tony Robinson, and you're now at Post 3 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail, and I'm going to be talking about the Iron Age Field System. The bank near to the path that you've been walking on dates back to the Iron Age, and was originally part of an ancient track or droveway produced by the people who farmed Farthing Downs over 2,000 years ago. Other banks found on Farthing Downs are Iron Age field boundaries. The fields were usually less than about 2 acres in size and rectangular in shape, running down both slopes from the track, which ran roughly along the summit. The banks were formed by the downward movement of soil following ploughing. This hollowed out some of the material on the slope, leaving what's known as a negative lynchet. The soil which built up at the foot of each field created another bank called a positive lynchet. If you drove to the start of this trail along the top of Farthing Downs, you may have noticed the bumps in the road which are caused by these lynchets. The thin soils found on the top of the downs aren't very fertile, but the Iron Age people were able to clear the natural vegetation and farm these areas using primitive ploughs, simply a crooked piece of wood drawn through the soil by a pair of oxen and guided by a ploughman. The Romano-British settlers of the 1st and 2nd centuries AD used the top of the downs for growing wheat. Their successors, the Saxons, farmed the valley bottoms, where, with their improved plough, they could cultivate the deeper, richer soils. The top of the downs were then abandoned and used only as a cemetery. Since that time, Farthing Downs received little or no cultivation, and so the Iron Age field lines can still be seen. The path to Post 4 veers off to the left, and after a short distance crosses a positive lynchet. Look for a directional marker. Pause at this post to admire the view across the valley to Woodplace Farm Fields. These two fields were saved from the threat of development in 2004 after a public appeal led by local residents raised enough money to assist the City of London in purchasing the land. Now, walk directly down the slope to the hedgerow to reach Post 4.